Yeah, I think, playing this offense, it will benefit us having, I think they said something about we were the first team to play them twice. But I think they're going to change some things up. I think they're going to show us some different looks. I think they're going to have some things in this game plan that they didn't necessarily feature in the first game plan. So, at the end of the day, you still got to play your keys. You still got to kind of play this team honest. And that's why they've been so successful, because you have to play them honest. And when you got an athlete like they do at quarterback, playing them honest it gives them the upper hand. It definitely does. So, we just got to make sure that we are in tune and communicate and make sure that everybody's on the same page. And, I think we'll have some success against them. But if we allow them to kind of dictate what we're doing and not go out there and communicate, it could be a long day for us.
Justin, there are times when we talk about how a team is on one week or not on another week. In that game, even the Redskin game, it looked like a tale of two halves, not even a tale of 2 weeks. Yeah. How does that happen?
I don't know. Adjustments. Making plays in certain situations. I think that's what happened to us in the second half. We kind of made some plays in some situations, and I think they did a great job against us. I think they match up well with us. This scheme is an equalizer. It kind of takes away what we want to do as far as being aggressive as a defense. It's gonna be trouble for us. As long as we have JPP, though, we'll be fine.
How much does emotion play into that? Do you have to get angry? Is there an emotional switch at halftime? How does that work?
You never want to play angry. You want to play with a lot of passion. You want to play with a lot of energy. But angry, angry clouds your judgment sometimes, and you think you're doing something great and. It ends up hurting your football team. So anger is not the right word, but you definitely got to play with a lot of passion, a lot of speed, a lot of passion and energy against a team like this, because everything they do is fast. And you got to make a decision on has he handed the ball off? Did he keep it? Did it run? Did it pass? And all that is a split-second decision. And, if you make the wrong decision, it's a big play. If you make the right play decision, you have a chance to stop them, but sometimes when you make the right decision, they still make plays out there. So, it is frustrating, but I think we'll be ready.
Can you play faster the second time around? Is that a goal?
I hope so. I think we had some opportunities to get off the field in certain situations against them in that first game, and maybe we could have held them a little bit more in some situations, but anytime you don't play a perfect ball game, which is never, you can play better. So we all thinking we can go into this game playing better.